I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show.
In the 15.
Well, in the 15, we celebrate the 25. This is where you say, how so, right?
Come on. I know how so. Oh. I'm all about this. Yeah. 25 years.
For the Scholastic Games of Lorain County, it's creator, host, and final decision ruler. Well, actually, Jim, you actually have somebody else that makes the decisions on the correct answers, right? Don't you have?
Well, I do. I do try to have the correct answers in front of me for all the shows.
Well, don't you have a judge? Someone say, or is this imaginary? Is this like? Because I always hear you on the show say, judges have determined. You know, and I thought maybe it's you. There's no. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You're the guy at the gate. You're also the guy behind the curtain.
Well, you know, I've increased the judges. I had one guy helping me for a long, long, long time, and I've increased that over the years. I have a main judge who's actually the guy who writes the current events questions for the most part, and then I have a couple of other people. I had one other person added to help with the scoring, and that was originally my wife, and then I added another one last year. You know, I have less and less confidence in certain things, but I mean, yeah, we have like three and a half people keeping score, and they agree most of the time, which is a good thing.
We are talking with Jim Merling, the host of the High School Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented on WEOL by the Elyria Public Library System. And tonight marks the beginning, Monday night, of the 25th season. 25 years, Jim. How's it gone?
Oh, I'm holding up pretty well. I think I commented on the first show that I'd been on all of them, but we have a fresh set of kids each year.
That's so true.
So there's always something different. And the one thing I always say about the show is I'm surprised by what the students know, and I'm surprised by what the students don't know.
Yes, let's see what the students know from tonight's episode. Here's a little highlight.
Question number one, as our time begins, is the ocelot a member of the cat, bear, or deer family? That's Oberlin.
Cat.
It's a cat. That's the wrong noise. It's a cat. It's a cat, right. Name, bonus question now. Name one of the two continents of which the ocelot is a native. One of the two continents.
South America.
South America is one, and North America is the other, although fortunately not around here.
There we go. Jim, always a little humor in your show, which is what I appreciate a lot. And, of course, you record this show at the...
yesterday's show was at the Ramada. I mean, we recorded it just yesterday, and I was up late because naturally the very first show has the most technical glitches.
Sure. Well, you had a big off season. You get things working right. You make sure you have enough batteries and your wires are connected to your.
Yes. Well, you know, I seldom leave my mistakes in, but sometimes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's too many to get out. I understand how that works.
Well, yeah. The show would just be too short.
Well, tonight. Let's see, who do we have? Midview taking on Oberlin.
Midview and Oberlin tonight. And, you know, it's interesting. Over the years, one thing that I'm sort of very happy about, when we first started the show, someone said, Oberlin's going to win every year, or Lake Ridge Academy's going to win every year. And that has not happened. We've had strings of wins, you know, for over a couple of years. The most we've ever had in a row is four. But we've had, you know, 12 different schools have won our championship
right.
over the years. And actually, both of these teams, Midview won one year, and so did I think Oberlin won a couple of times.
Now, speaking of the dynasty, you are Olmsted Falls, the team that's been in there in 4 years in a row has won. Are they they're the defending champions, right?
They are the defending champions again. The thing that keeps the teams from having dynasties most of the time is the fact that they tend to graduate the kids that do well on the show.
or singular kid, plural. There's usually sometimes a driving force in those particular groups of kids.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, you can have a very gifted or particularly knowledgeable or, you know, it's just a certain type of mind you have to remember a lot of stuff, and you know, we've had a number over the years. But the record for years was 3 years in a row for the championship, which was held by Elyria since the 90s, and that was just broken last year for 4 years in a row. Elyria still has the record for the most championships, though, which is five in various different years.
Jim, you've had a lot of bright kids, very bright kids on the show through the years. Have you ever seen any of them on other programs later in life, maybe on Jeopardy or some other, you know, quiz type shows?
No, yes, that's one of those questions you know the answer. We had the first year that Olmsted Falls won the championship. The kid Jim Corey was our standout scholar, and he sort of led the team to victory. And a couple years went by, and he shows up on the Jeopardy Teen Championship, and he won the $100,000 in 2013.
I saw a release you sent out pictures that have you, or not, let's see, you and the student, and then there's one with Alex Trebek and the contestant.
Yes, yeah, that's one of my favorites. I sort of put that little montage together myself with the two pictures. As I pointed out on our little website picture, I'm congratulating him for winning $200 as a standout scholar, which means he won on four different shows. And Alex Trebek right next to me is congratulating him for winning $100,000. I like to think that, you know, we helped train him for that.
Sure. You know, you helped him hide his money where he could put it away from the government. The best way to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, $200 isn't so much needing of being hidden, especially when you're going to college. But I hope he learned something about money management in the years ensuing years.
Well, obviously a bright student to be able to win in both those things. And you kind of, in a sense, your show has that same kind of a rhythm to it, sort of how the knowledge is, and also trying to kind of buzz in and get your answers answered.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have some unique parts of our program. I've never seen anywhere else a program that has a phased set of clues. You know, like if you we would give our most obscure clue can win you a 50-point answer in our fourth round, and then you get a second clue if you can't get it, and get 40 points, and another clue you can get 30 points. And, you know, those are interesting. You
sure.
Know, some go all the way down to 10 points, and they still don't get it. And others, you're going to get an instant to 50-pointer.
I look upon those as the way, it's the audio version of when they used to have a picture, and they would, like, pull a little piece of the picture away, and you had to identify who the picture was until you saw most of the picture, it became clear, and then you kind of knew the answer. What's the enjoyment you get out of putting something like this together after 25 seasons or entering your 25th season?
Well, it's interesting. You know, you go back and... You know, I'll go back and try to recycle some of the questions, and we end up changing a whole bunch of things. You know, over the years, you know, it's very topical. You know, we have a lot of current stuff. We have the current events around, which obviously is completely new each week. One particularly interesting thing, in fact, on tonight's program, I'll reveal one thing. We have a set. Let's see, is it on tonight's program? Maybe it's we record a couple at a time, but there's a program coming up that I used the same set of clues like half a dozen years ago. And the first time I used it, they got it for 50 points. And then when I used it again, it went all the way down to 10 points, and neither team got it. And it was a set of clues about the American flag.
So it's sort of, in a sense, you mirror a little bit of pop culture or knowledge of a certain generation, what seems to be either taught in school or people have access to...
Well,
to getting information.
I don't know. It's interesting. You know, you want to say, you know, are the kids smarter now? Do they know more? Do they know less? And it hasn't really changed that much. The big change I've noticed over the years is the kids are a little bit more oriented toward media. You know, they're talking on the telephones and, you know, with video and everything else. And, you know, it seems to me they used to be a little shyer, a little bit... slower to respond to the microphone, but they don't know anymore. You know?
It's our talk with Jim Merling, the host of the High School Scholastic Games of Lorain County, beginning its 25th season tonight. It starts tonight and goes for, what, 17, 18 weeks until just before Memorial Day when you crown the champion.
Ah, yes, you remember it so well. It's 17 weeks, which it's been for the last couple of years. 16 different high schools are participating. They sort of some come in and come out, but we have a good batch of schools this year, and it should be as exciting as it ever has been.
And again, Midview and Oberlin is the contest airs tonight right after the 6 o'clock news presented locally on WEUL by the Elyria Public Library System. Who are your big backers? Who are the money bags behind your show, Jim?
You're mentioning that. We've had the Nordson Corporation Foundation has just been behind us from the very beginning. If it wasn't for that organization, you know, we wouldn't have gotten started right. And the Community Foundation of Lorain County is great. And we have so many different, you know, they sort of manage funds from all kinds of people, you know, legacy funds and family funds and people wanting to support education. And, you know, they've sort of had a lot of participants through the Community Foundation. Then there's the Nord Family Foundation, the Stocker Foundation. It's been in a number of years. And our brand new sponsor is the Community West Foundation, which has been, they actually don't have an educational emphasis, but, you know, they have a very strong community emphasis, and they are actually aboard our show this year.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting up early here to talk with us on the radio. And
you're very welcome.
We look forward to hearing you tonight right after the 6 o'clock news with another season of the WEOL Lorain County High School Scholastic Games. I hear from people, they, you know, even if they don't, like, know the schools or the students, they just sometimes like to play along because you have that, you know, how well do I, as a 50-year-old, know these questions? Can I beat that, you know, 17, 18-year-old? And, you know, I call it a draw occasionally.
You know. Yeah, right. Thank you so much, Bruce. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Jim. Thanks. Have a good day.